This is Akashwani. The news read by Anita Anand. India has yet outed Pakistan for supporting terrorism, saying that Islamabad should be asked to stop terror factories that continue to launch cross-border terrorist attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. New Delhi said Islamabad has an established history of harboring, aiding and actively supporting terrorists. This was stated by Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh in the right of reply against Pakistan during the 148th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva yesterday. He said Pakistan holds the noble record of hosting one of the largest number of terrorists proscribed by the UN Security Council. He added that Osama bin Laden, the face of global terror, was also found in Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said Article 370 was a temporary measure of the Indian Constitution and extended it harmed the nation. Dr. Jaishankar said this while interacting with the Indian community in Singapore. Dr. Jaishankar said Article 370 prevented very progressive laws from being extended to Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh at that point. The Festival of Colours, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colours on one another, exchange greetings, savour sweets and seek the blessings of elders. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. In Madhya Pradesh, a fire broke out in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Mahakaleshwar Temple in Ujjain this morning. The incident took place during the Bhasma Aarti. 14 of people, including the priests, are reported to be injured in this incident. The injured have been admitted to hospitals in Indore and Ujjain. Ujjain collector Neeraj Singh has ordered an inquiry into the incident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav regarding the fire incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the fire incident in Mahakal Temple Ujjain is very painful and wished for the speedy recovery of all the devotees injured in it. The India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rain and thunderstorm activity over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall or snowfall was observed at most places over Arunachal Pradesh, at many places over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, and at isolated places over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. There is a forecast of enhancement of rainfall with thunderstorm activity over Western Himalayan region from tomorrow till 29th of March. Russia observed a day of mourning after 137 people were killed on Friday in an attack at a packed concert venue in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin declared a national day of mourning yesterday after pledging to track down and punish all those behind the attack. Moscow's Basmany District Court has ruled that the first suspect in the concert hall attack should be put into custody for 2 months pending trial. Russian authorities have said 11 people have been detained, including 4 gunmen who fled the concert hall and made their way to the Bryansk region. Islamic State terrorist group has claimed the responsibility of the attack. The Philippines has summoned China's envoy to protest against aggressive actions in the South China Sea at the weekend, as Manila's defense minister dared Beijing to bolster its vast sovereignty claims by taking them to international arbitration. The foreign ministry accused China's coast guard of using water cannon against a civilian boat supplying troops on Saturday at the second Thomas Shoal, which it said damaged the boat and injured the crew. The Philippines Foreign Ministry said in a statement that China's continued interference with the Philippines' routine and lawful activities in its exclusive economic zone, EEZ, is unacceptable. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash at Punjab Kings XI Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening. Last night, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs in Jaipur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.